We are learning Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines on the top. Zok the Gemara, Savi the Nezunya le'osu le'pirkei the Rav Chista. The elders of Nezunya did not come to the shir of Rav Chista. Amar Leih le'Rav Amnuna, so Rav Chista told Rav Amnuna, Zil Saninu, go put them into Cheirim, which literally means go hide them. Rashi says, Emar Leim Lisoga of Leisha Vavayas, let them go sit in the house. Vizelos Nidu, Tam Chacham, it's also Nidui. Some of our Cheirim are bothered, why would you put them into Nidui, which is a very strong thing, because they didn't come to Ashir? So, because of that, some argue on Rashi, but the Ben Yehuda says that these were like the elders. If they don't come to Ashir, then that's no one else doesn't want to come to Ashir. Therefore, it was a very serious Aveira that they did, and therefore Rav Chista wanted to put them into Cheirim. So he told Rav Amnuna, go let them know that they're in Cheirim, they're in Nidui. Ozal, not Cheirim, it's a Nidui. Ozal Omoluhu. So Rav Amnuna went to the elders and he asked them, my time loss are one of the Pirka. Taka, what's Pshat? You didn't come to this year. Omulay, Amai Nasi, why should I come? The Be'inim Mine Milsa, I ask Rav Chista questions, like Pasha Lalan, he doesn't answer us. Omulahu, so Rav Amnuna answered, look, I'm a Talmud of Rav Chista. You ever asked me something and answer you? If I can answer you everything, so for sure my Rebbe can answer you everything. And the reason why he didn't answer you is probably had a reason why he did not answer you. So they went ahead and they're going to ask him a Shiloh. So then the elders, they asked Rav Hamnuna a question. Eved shesarsu rabbi bebeitzim mahu. Kemum shevagol domi or loy? The question is we had already on Daf Chavdal on Beis that if someone knocks out a limb of a Eved, or one of the, or Rashi of Arma, Ayin, Shem, Ayin, and all other limbs that don't come back, and they're begolui, they're out on the external, the loch is that it goes free. What about the Beitzim? There, at one hand, it's in a kiss, therefore it's not so nicker, it's in a bag, so it's not so nicker, but it's behind the skin, or you can see it a little bit from the outside, and therefore, it's considered a mum shebegolui. That was the question, Malka, mum shebegolui, dami, eloi. Like Rashi says, "Sharei tluyim v'kis v'nekar me'vchutz." Oyloi hoil v'tmunim v'saychakis. Since they're hidden in the kiss, therefore you can't tell. That was the shayla they asked Rav Amnuna. Loi have a biyade. Rav Amnuna couldn't answer the shayla. So. No, the jawbone's on the chin. The chin is nicker. I know, no, yeah, but the whole chin hangs. The chin itself is nicker. The chin, it's nicker. Here, it's not the kiss. If you talk about the kiss, it's only the basement in the kiss. That's different. It's not pshat. There's a bone in the chin. That's the chin. The chin is made out of bone. That's what it is. So that's the answer. It's a good question. That's the answer. So Lev Biyad Amuloi, so the elders told Rav Nuna, you hear you saying you can answer everything, and now Lev Biyad Amuloi Mashmech, what's your name? Amuloi Amulhu. So he answered Hamnuna. Amuloi Lav Hamnuna, your name is not Hamnuna, like Karnuna. Like Rashi says, Karnuna stands for Yoshev Kronis Atov, Loi Baal Taira. You're a lady gay, you're not a Chas Shom, you're not a Baal Taira. That's what they made fun of him. Taisa says a little different sound word, Karnuna. Taisa says, very Tam Pirish, that we know that Nuna is a fish, and Cham is hot. So Ham Nuna is like Cham Nuna, a hot fish. Kar Nuna is a cold fish, a kalta fish. He told him he's a kalta fish. That's what he told him. Elai Kar Nuna. Also Kameid Rav Chista. So Meister Rav Nuna went back to Rav Chista, told him the story. He said he put them into Nidori, and this was a story. So Amalei, so Rav Chista said, he asked Yoshayla, it's a masnita boy minach. It's a braisa. Because it says in the braisa, Tanan, there are 24 Roshi Avaram and Adam. And this is not talking about Shem V'ayin. This Mishnah is talking about Negaim. It's talking about a Nega. The luck is that a Nega has certain shear. It has to be certain shear Nega. And then it has to have a Simin Tumma. One of the Simoni Tumma is that if it gets healed, this skin that was healed, the middle, that's a Simin Tumma. But if the nega is on a roish of an aver, on top of an aver, since you can't see the whole nega at once because it's a rounded area, see, you have to look this way and that way, you can't see the whole nega in one look. So then, it says in the pasuk, l'chol mara ine hakoyin. Therefore, it's not a nega, can't be a nega on the Rosh Yavarim, it's not a nega, because it's not l'chol mara ine hakoyin. So what's called a Rosh Yavarim? So it says in the Mishnah, the 24 Rosh Yavarim, Kulam ein matam shel michya. All them don't become tamei by michya means there's in there there's some skin that got better. There's no tuma there because in these psukim it says chol mara ini akoyin. What are the 24 rashi avarim elohein rashi etzbayis idayim raglayim. 10 fingers and 10 toes, which is 20. The rashi has naim, the tops of the ear. The rosh shachaitem top of the nose. The rosh shagvia, which is the 24th, is rosh shagvia. And by isha, we have rosh dadim shabi isha. So by isha, you have 25 because you're missing the rosh shagvia, so it's 25. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, av shabi ish, even the rosh dadim of a ish of a man. Also, there also where rosh dadim is also considered rosh avar. But Tani, I guess the shaila is how much of a shipua is it? If it's enough of a shipua. Rashi says, the man yom holds Rashi datan be'isha, av shava'ish, ain't a boltim kol kach, but ain't a shipua. It doesn't stick out so much, there's no shipua. But Tani Allah, Rav Yehuda holds is 25, av shava'ish is 26. But Tani Allah, and we learned on that, but kulam eved yotza ba'al lecheris. We have a brisa on this Mishnah that says, all these, you go out lecheris. Now, you're going to ask me, it's pashut, everything is, even a jawbone goes out, what are you telling me, with kulam yotza? Dr. Ran, that you would think that this is not called mumshu v'goli, because we're saying, it's not chol mara eni akayin, you can't see it at once. So maybe you never have, it's not called mumshu v'goli. Kamash one, all 24 Rosh Yavarim also have a din of Eva Yotze Behem Lecheris. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi adds on another thing, Le'inyan Eved, like Rashi says. Rabbi Am Afa Sirus, also Sirus by the Beitzim, also have this halacha that, that you go out free. So you see, this is from Rabbi, at least it's a raya to the Shaila. But now, more we'll speak it out in a second. But Nazi Am Afa Lashon, also the tongue is also included in one of the limbs that are Eved Yotze Behem Lecheris. Omer, so now Mar just repeats over the last part of his price. In order to bring the raya, Rav Chista is bringing his raya. Omar, like Rashi says, so Rav Chista is adding this on. Omar, Rabbi Omer, Afa Sirus. That Sirus also is one of the things that Eved will go free from. Sirus demai. What exactly became Masurus? Ilam is Sirus the Gid. If it means Sirus of the Gid, Hainu Gevir, that's ready Rosh Gevir. Elav Sirus debates him. Must be the one Sirus debates him. What does it say over here? It says that here Eved Yotze Lecheris. So that's the raya, and we'll see. Really, it's Machlekes. We'll see soon that it's really Machlekes Ben Azai and Rebbe as the Gemara goes on and establishes what's found in the Brisa. Rebbe Ayma Afa Sirus. It said Rebbe said Afa Sirus, and it's Mashma not Loshoin. Ben Azai adds on the tongue as one of the Rosh Yevarim that you go after. Read. But Rebbe Loshoin Loy. According to Rebbe, Lashon is not called an external limb. It's not called external to the tongue. V'raminu asvikasha. Arei misho yemaza v'nitzah hazah piv. Someone was spritzing the para aduma water onto someone to matar him. So the halacha is, it has to be, you have to be maza on his outer part of his body, not inside. It landed on his mouth. Rebbe ayma hiza. Rebbe says, it's a good hazah. V'chamram lo hiza, it's not a good hazah. My lab, aren't we talking about Al Lashon? We're talking about landing on his tongue. And we have here Machlokes. What does Rebbe hold? It's a good Azah. That means Rebbe holds that Lashon is called a Mum Shiva Gali. It's called a Gali. It's a Gabi Azah. It's called a Gali. So it's called something that's Gali. So we want to know what it means up here is Loyal Svasa. It means on his lips. Bring him Al Svasa of Pshita. Of course, that's called outside the body. And what we've shown the Chamu Agu. So in Maro Tema, Zimim the Chalim Svasa, maybe you would, Maro Tema, you would think. That and this mountain Rebbe, Chavis Pshan Rabban also, this Pshan Rabban, mountain is even the Cholim Svasai. Maybe sometimes he closes his mouth very tightly, and therefore even his lips are covered. Kamash Malon Rebbe know that is called Chutz Laguf, and there is a Din Hazah. But Frey Tigmar, that's not Pshan in this Brisa. It's not Pshan, but Tain with the Brisa. Al Lashayna, the case was, Machlokes Rebbe and Rabban is a case where it's on his tongue. Va'oitan, I'll bring you another proof that the tongue is called external. It's called mum shavagali. Because it says regarding a mum. For ba mum and b'char also has to be on the outside. V'shenitel roiv haloshin. It says, one of the mumen are, that if most of the tongue was removed, that's called a mum, and the b'char could be eaten now. Shechted and eaten. Rebbe Yemen, an apro of the carbon. Rebbe Yemen, roiv hamadabish of l'shoinai. You don't need roiv halosh, you need roiv of the tongue, that's the medaber part of it. That means that it only starts from after it's detached from the mouth, the part that's detached, and right over that is the Lashon. But either way, you see that Lashon is considered Mum Shavagali. So the question like this, we have over here, Ben Rabbi says Afa Sirus, Ben Ana says Afa Lashon. We assumed Rabbi arguing the Lashon, does not go free from a Lashon. So it sounds like Lashon, according to Rabbi, is called Tamun, it's called hidden. And the Kasha was, we see from Hazah that he holds a Lashonai is called Hazah. So you see it's outside. Mar says, maybe it means the lips. Mar says, no, it's refers to Lashonai. We also have a case of a Mum by Bechar that the Lashon is called a Mum Shavagali. So Mar says, you're right. El Rabbi, I'm a Sirus, William by Lashon. Rabbi says, it's Sirus, and of course Lashon. Benazi Omar, Benazi says, Afa Lashon. Benazi says, Oimir Lashon. He says, Lashon. Afa Sirus, love, but not Sirus. Not Sirus. So he's arguing on Sirus. So really, the Rav Chista's Peshitos, really, Rav Chaykes, Ben Azai and Rebbe. And maybe also the Tanakhah might argue also. Well, my Af, what's the Lashon Af of Ben Azai? Ben Azai says Af HaLashon. Sounds like he's saying, not only Sirus, but also Lashon, my Af. Akamai says, going back on the Tanakhah's list, saying Af Lashon. Yehochi Nikhtma de Ben Azai Bereish. Put Ben Azai first, after the list, and say Af. If it's Af is going on the Tanakhah, let it put it over there. Zakti Gemara, Tana Shamala de Rebbe. The Tana first heard about Rebbe, Vikava, and he put it into the Mishnah. Vishamala ben Azai, Vitari. And then he heard about Ben Azai, and he put it into the Mishnah. Mishnah is Azam Makayim. He didn't change the Mishnah. A lot of times he finds all of Ashas. Mishnah is Azam Makayim. And the reason is because in those days, they learned Mishnayis by heart. And if you learn it a certain way, you don't want to confuse them. They always learned the Mishnayis, the Brises, Rebbe was right afterwards. And then if they stick in Ben Azai, it's going to mess up their memory. So therefore, they left it the way it is. Even though Ben Azai belongs in the middle, they put Ben Azai at the end. And really, Ben Azai is arguing on Sirus and is adding a Lashon, which Rebbe actually agrees to. So, nothing more about it. I'm still continuing with the Shilas of Mum Shavagali. Now, I want to just give a general rule. I'm going to explain the Machloikis of Paraduma of Hazah. Omaullah, kol moedim b'lashon le'inyan tumah d'galuhu, etzah sheretz. Everyone agrees that regarding Tumah, the Lashon is called Gali. We know, when it comes to Tumah, it can't be Maga Beis Astarim, which means if a Sheretz touches the Beis Astarim, it does not become Tumah. Now, what's the status of a tongue? Is that called Beis Astarim or not? Zokt Ula, everyone agrees the tongue, the Lashon, is considered Galihu regarding Tumah's Beis Astarim, a Maga Beis Astarim. It's called Gali. My time. It says Ashiyiga boy. Amar Rachman. V'hai Bar Negiu. Not Bar Negiu. The Ma'aseh the Lashon is also something that's a Bar Negiu because it's something that you stick out to touch things with the tongue. So therefore, it's something that is in the parasha of touching, and therefore it has din tumah of not Beis Hastarim. It's tumah Shavagali. Le'inyan Tevila regarding being Tevil. Ketam Adami. Everyone agrees that it's not Chayiv and Tefillah. When you go into the mikvah, you don't stick your tongue out to make sure it gets a Tefillah. It's in the Ketamon. It's part of the inside of the body. That's a Kuliyama also. So, by Negiyah, the Kuliyama, it's outside the body. It's not called Beis Hastarim. Regarding mikvah, being Tevil, your tongue, it's considered Tamon. My time, the Pasuk says, V'rachatz b'sari b'mayim, Marachmona. The Pasuk says you have to wash your basar b'mayim, which means go to the mikvah. Ma basaroi ma'avroi, just like the basar is on the outside, afkol ma'avroi. And Rashi explains the why isn't this called ma'avroi. So Rashi, like 6 lines in the bottom, loishi yachnis mayim musaychapay. You don't have to bring water into your mouth. V'afl hoitzikol loshon in yachol. You can't take your whole tongue out of your mouth either. V'tfilo lemixas le'eshchan. You don't find a tfilo lemixas. Avanagia b'choshu, avanagia. Therefore, it's different. Tosfos Rosh doesn't love Rashi's pshat because he says that what's the big deal? If only part of the lashon comes out, maybe that part of the lashon you have to tevil. What's the problem? You can't tevil only by keli. The lashon you have to be tevil the whole keli. But he says a tongue. Why can't I be tevil part of the tongue? That's yeah. He has to tevil the whole body. He has to tevil the whole body. Yeah, the whole body. Yes. Yeah. So is this part of the body now? So maybe you can tevil part of the body. Right, you're talking about your head. Yeah. The Tosfos Rosh is talking about something else. The Lashon, mixes Lashon handling. The Rashi says it can't be a Lashon in Tumah because not Shayach Tefillah of Mixas. That Tosfos Rosh asks that, what's the problem? If that part of the Lashon is considered outside the body, that part you can be tevil, and the rest part not. He says that's not a Taina. So therefore he says it's Pashto Drosha. Just my boss and my Avroi, I've called my Avroi, and the tongue is not my Avroi, and therefore, by a tongue, everyone agrees it's got to be Tefillah does not have to be tevil. So we say like this. Negi, everyone agrees, is called emigali. Legabe til amayim emigris is called tamim. Lo nechlu was the machlokes elin yaza. The machlokes Rebbe and the rabbanon is only gabe yaza. Rebbe medam lo l'tuma. Rebbe compares it to tuma, and just like tuma is called begali, so the gabe yaza of a parah aduma is also called begali. Rabbanon medam lo tefila. Rabbanon compares it to tefila. They want to explain what's the beer on machlokes. Rabbanon medam lo tefila. Rabbanon compares it to being tovel in the water in the mikvah. They're both arguing in the pshat in this pasuk. The pasuk says, "By hazar, v'hiza atar al atame, b'yom ha'shlishi v'yom ha'shvi, v'chitoy b'yom ha'shvi, v'chibes b'gadav v'rochat z'mayim v'tar ba'ar." That's the pasuk. So Rebbe Savar, v'hiza atar al atame. So we're talking about atame over here. And the end of the pasuk says, "V'yom ha'shlishi v'yom ha'shvi, v'chitoy." And it says chitay. Chitay means when you spritz the paraduma water. So it says tamei chitay. We compare tamei to chitay. Just like tuma works on a tongue, it's considered a begali. Same thing, hazal work on a davish of on a tongue, which is called a gali. Rabbanan savri, no. V'chitay v'yemashri v'chibas v'gadav rachas v'mayim. It says v'tar ba'ara. We're talking about tahira at the end of the pasuk. So we compare hazal to tahira at the end of the pasuk, which means that the tongue is not considered external. So that's machlokes. But Rabbanan Nami admire the Tumah. I want to compare the Tumah attack. It's the same pasuk Tumah. So the Rabbanan says, no, Tahira mit Tahira Havel Melef. Makes more sense learning how Tahira from Tahira. Hazah Asparaduma is a Tahira process, and going in Mikvah is Tahira. It makes sense learning out Tahira from Tahira. For Rebbe and admire the Tvila. Why is Rebbe compared to the Tvila? Like Rabbanan do. It says v'chivas v'gadav at the end of the pasuk before v'rochas v'mayim v'tar ba'ar. That was mafsik already. So our kaponim coming out. We have machlekes here. Does Rebbe compare? What do you compare hazot to? Do you compare it to tumah or do you compare it to tyra in a mikvah? So that's the machlekes. But everyone agrees. We're saying right now that tyra in a mikvah does not include the lashon because that's called. That's called beis hastar. When it comes to that mikvah, you don't have to be tovel your mouth or your tongue.